I'm here in the PNC studio. Zach Miller joins me now. Zach, this has been a crazy year for quarterback injuries. I mean, Connor Shaw in the preseason, then Jay, then Brian Hoyer with a broken arm. First, how do you deal with that, and have you ever seen anything like it?
I mean, it's tough, especially at that position. You know, the leadership that brings and the type of communication to make your offense go. And so it's tough to have those three guys go down. And no, I really haven't been a part of having that happen, you know, even this quick throughout the year. And we got halfway through the season, three QBs go down.
How do you move on from that?
It's the same thing with every position. It's just a little more difficult. Next man up. And then everybody has to just be collectively better, you know, to help us continue on.
Really on both sides of the ball. I mean, you guys are pretty banged up. Even the players who are playing, you're fighting through some aches and pains. Does that seem out of the ordinary?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an odd start of the season with just guys in and out, trying to get back and battle through some things. And we've had some tough breaks, but that's just kind of how it goes.
Is time of possession a factor that you guys talk about, and how do you go about improving that?
Yeah, I mean, it's big, especially you look at, for instance, last night was drastic. Never good having them, you know, their offense on the field for 90-some plays and us for 40 or 58 or whatever it was. I mean, it's just something where you need that to control the game. It's a key factor.
As a veteran, you have more of a leadership role in the locker room. So 1-6, what do you say to the guys when they get frustrated?
Just got to keep working. There's no secret recipe or whatever you can tell them. It's just guys come and work, keep on working, improve and play better. I mean, we're putting in the work and grinding through it, but it's just, you got to play better on Sunday.
The record isn't necessarily where you guys want to be right now, but is there more stability in the locker room than the average fan might expect?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a group of guys that stick together, understand the amount of work you got to put in to get there. Everybody's still together. There's not no panic, I guess, in the locker room. I mean, we understand the urgency of needing to win and play better, but there's nothing sort of that's going to make us fall apart.
Looking ahead to Monday night, how do you approach this week?
Same as you do all the other ones. There's not a lack of work throughout the week with us. It's just a lack of execution on Sunday. So we'll go about it the same way, come to work, and hopefully it translates into playing better Monday night.
Vikings are obviously first in the division, have a great defense, but it is a home game, Monday night football. Ready to be back in front of the home fans?
Yeah, I mean, it should be a great atmosphere. It's always fun in Soldier Field. Monday night should be electric, you know, provide some energy for us. So it'll be exciting to get back on the field, especially be home.